desire to awaken the knowledge, and through that knowledge, the wisdom that lies within. Remain a desire until you are capable of knowing, of being able to consume the vastness of the consciousness. You will remain in a box until you are capable, until you have the ability to apply, to knowingly apply that knowledge. You cannot possibly put yourself in a position of knowing the vastness of the consciousness, if you do not have the tools to be able to apply that position. The process you are now going through will allow you to have that knowledge, to be able to adapt yourself within the vastness of the consciousness. Source energy. But you cannot possibly make that journey until you are aware of what it consists of. This is why it is a step-by-step process. Awakening is a step-by-step process, whilst time does not exist, and this will occur within one moment. There are many things you do not know. And there are many things that will confuse you. The interference you would feel it as interference. You could not distinguish between interference and one, when in fact it is one. Many dimensions, infinite dimensions. Many things occurring in one moment. Many possibilities would be far too much for you to consume within one moment. Meditation is simplistic way for you to dissect, to allow this wisdom, this knowledge, to slowly release for you to experience. Your mind is a box. Your ego is a box. You have chosen this box, and you have chosen to release yourself from within. But it is not a simple journey. Whilst in reality it is simple, it is not simple for you. You are using the tools of entrapment to try to understand the freedom of consciousness that in itself is a contradiction, nevertheless a necessity. One foot in and one foot out is a very difficult journey, whilst one contradicts the other. Ultimately, it is the same. And your mind, your ego, will always fight for supremacy, to remain in the box. And this is what you chose. Submission to consciousness is complete awareness, knowing and whilst you remain one foot in and one foot out, you will never truly know. Although this wisdom lies within, through choice, you have repeated this cycle many times, thousands of years, in what you call time. But this has been your choice as a pure form of energy. And it is now within this position you are in. You have chosen to understand more consciousness, source, energy, and you will become aware of many situations this life you are focusing on, where this energy is applied. But it is a morsel of the metaphysical, the conscious life. The life of consciousness. Where all energies, physical forms, become one. Whilst one recognizes all, one is one. All is the illusion. There is no separation. There is no beginning. There is no end. It is one. When you recognize that negative is positive, when you recognize it is same, this is when you will know. This is what you are working towards. This is the journey of pure energy. And this ultimately is what your science will show you. But they prefer to separate, because without separation, they feel they cannot rationalize, and without rationalizing, they feel they cannot exist. Their minds will not allow them to grow, to know. You chose to understand one before you understand the other, when in fact they are the same thing. And you separated them. And your journey is to reunite experience this energy separation through you. We are not separated. We are one. We are not source energy. We are a part of the source. We are not complete source. We are a part, as you are a part. But through you, we can feel different frequencies, different emotions. This is our interest. We can also explain to you the process is absolute. There is an infinite amount of choices you can make. We will not guide you to choose. If we do this, we are interfering. We do not interfere. It will be detrimental to our journey of understanding. You have communicated with other energies, and it is correct to say that there are two types of communication. One is to transmit, so you can understand. One is to transmit, and one is to receive. Whilst the conclusion is the same, both are necessary within your world of separation. Meditation is to receive. Prayer is to transmit. This is correct. Whilst during both will occur, but there is a defined application. There is an intent. So both are necessary for you to awaken. Like will attract like, but so too will opposites attract. say, different reason for this. Opposites attract to become one energy, source energy. It is the final crossing of the bridge from the mind to the imagination to the consciousness, the final frontier is when opposites attract and work in harmony for the same goal. Like attracts like for mass formation of one energy. This is how you will understand these words. Both are ultimately source energy. But for you to understand this, opposites attract for a specific reason, and the reason is different than like attracts like. Again, a process, a divine process. The process is absolute. It is designed by the Source, by God. There is no question of right and wrong, good and bad does not exist. A defined process, an absolute process. This we can tell you. You are a pure form of energy, as are we, as is all. Chaos is only your interpretation of chaos. It is a mind interpretation. It is interpreted from your ego. The word chaos does not exist. It is a word you use to hide behind within your box. It is a flippant word. It has no meaning. It is another one of your created words to give you a stop point. Does not allow you to go beyond. Chaos is energy. It is necessary. It is a driving force. It is a creator. No right, no wrong. energy that you have invested in your physical world, the energy of money. It is an energy. It is a driving force. The stories you create about good and bad, about right and wrong, are created from your ego, from your mind. It is like all energy, merely an energy, which is all energy. It is the same thing. The investment is from your mind. It is not a financial investment. Its origin is from your mind. And it is for you to take this from your mind to your imagination and cross the bridge to the consciousness. It is the crossing of the bridge that is important. The rest is energy, separated by you. Once again, easy for you to understand within this space. Apply it to your life. Your wink of an eye, in your words, outside of this space. And remain within the positive. Your interpretation of the positive. Because this is what you chose before you set out on this journey within your time created.